You know, we're getting such positive reports from everybody who's coming into the restaurant. You know, a lot of people who have been shut in for 18 months or more, basically they're telling us it's their first time out. You know, the verbal support we're getting from our patrons is really quite incredible. As long as you stay off Facebook, everything's fine.
I definitely can relate to that. So what, I guess, what are folks that are opposed to this idea or criticizing you? How has that gone? I mean, what have they said?
You know, it's mostly why this virus has turned so political is beyond me. But basically, you know, it's all about personal freedoms, and you know, like people have the right to, you know, choose what goes into their body, and I perfectly agree with them. I also, as a business owner, have the personal freedoms to run my business any way I want, and basically showing proof of vaccination is just one of the requirements. You know, you're not allowed to drive a car without a license. You're not allowed to do a lot of things without being tested for it. And, you know, if people don't want to get tested or don't want a vaccine or whatever, they have the right to do that. But I also have the right to stop them from coming into the restaurant.
So how does this actually work? Like, if I show up at Lavelle's, then what happens?
Then we say, "Hi, do you have a reservation?" And they say yes or no. And then we say, "Hi, do you have a proof of vaccination?" And 99% of the people are pulling out their vaccination card, and it's no problem at all.
I did wonder, though, like, what happens when somebody shows up and they don't have that, and they're like maybe not happy about it.
You know, some people aren't happy about it, but basically, you know, they see the signs and, you know, it's not like we're police or anything. Most people have the picture of their vaccination card on their phone.
I should ask you, I mean, do you think that you've lost any business over this?
You know, when you ostracize 50% of the population, yes. There's no question about it. A lot of my good friends who aren't vaccinated certainly aren't coming in anymore. A lot of people who have medical reasons why they can't get the vaccination aren't coming in anymore. But then again, a lot of people who haven't been out for 18 months are coming in. So, you know, hopefully it'll balance out a little bit for us economically. I just am hoping, you know, that people sort of forget about the politics of this all, and you know, perhaps some other businesses could join in this movement to, you know, try to stop the spread of this virus. Requiring masks and requiring vaccinations is one small step we can do to try to stay healthy or try not to, you know, die from this virus that it's taking way too many lives. Whatever we can do to stop it and get back to normal, that would be good.